This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday Meditation. Good to be here with you. If you're new to meditation, there'll be some simple, clear instructions, I hope. And my main job is to give those instructions, convey some confidence, and then be quiet. This is an activity that's unusual. We ask ourselves to do something with our attention that is unusual, and it is something we can do. It does take some effort, but whatever our motivation, even if you feel really enthusiastic and excited, nonetheless, it's okay to be somewhat casual about it. On the other hand, if you have zero enthusiasm, if your mother is making you do this, you know, it's just like, well, you're here. She's making you do it. You might as well give it a little bit of effort just to see what will happen. After all, she knows you, and she might be right. So what we do is we bring our attention to elements of our experience that are actually happening. So we don't have to think about trying to make something up, or we certainly don't have to try to pretend. And we just notice. We just notice. We notice sounds. We notice sensations in our bodies, the sensations connected with the normal breath. And the activity is radical because we're not trying to make something happen. The reason we do this is because the activity can lead to really good effects, right? More clarity, more stability, tranquility, and so forth. But we don't have to try to make that happen. And then it's good to know that even as we do this, it's doable, and yet we will, all of us, notice those moments when the attention has drifted. We're daydreaming, planning, and so forth, perfectly normal mental activity drawing our attention. And in those moments when we realize, okay, I was going to try to stay with the breath, but here I've been daydreaming, it's all right. It happens. It's normal. It's our intelligence kicking in a way. So in mindfulness practice, we have that invitation just to notice what's real. I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm stressed, and so forth. With emotions, we over time, we get in the habit of remembering to notice what's happening in our bodies, the actual feel, the physical sensations that are typically a component of stress, anxiety, and other emotions. But again, no rush there. It's an invitation to be real, to notice what it's like, and then coming back to that home base of the breath or wherever we were trying to focus. So yeah, let's go ahead. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. So this is working harder than we would want to work for the entire time. Just so we just let the breath be normal now. We'll come back to the breath in a minute, the normal breath. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. So in the midst of everything else that may be happening in your experience, notice that you can decide to focus on this part of your experience. It doesn't mean everything else is kind of not happening or drawing our attention, but we can kind of make that little bit of effort just to focus on the sounds, some of the sounds that are happening, not trying to hear everything or keep track. So when we focus on sounds, our mind is open, spacious. Sounds can come from anywhere. It's a fine way to practice. It's also good to practice in a little more focused way with sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, let your attention settle into your body, noticing what you can feel: head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, and feet. Just perfect, don't have to pretend or make something up. Might be not a lot noticeable, might be way too much in a way. Just whatever there is, noticing. And as we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath do its thing. There tend to be sensations that we can feel. The abdomen, the chest, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath, soft falling, dissolving with the out-breath. At the opening of the nose, upper lip, a flow of fine sensations as air comes in to our nose, as air leaves. So the idea is to let your attention rest in one of these areas, just meaning focus in the abdomen, the chest, or the nose, just knowing what's happening there as the in-breath begins, as the out-breath begins, unfolds, and so forth. So we're not trying to get something out of the sensations. Much easier than that. It's a mental activity. It's this activity of focusing, sustaining attention. That is the catalyst for states of tranquility, stability, and so forth. And so I invite you to explore that, to experiment what happens for you. Even though I teach these methods with a lot of confidence, it's always a very personal process. And so you're not trying to match your experience with anyone else's or even with anything I say. Just see what happens. And of course, one thing that likely will happen is at some point you'll realize that you were trying to do this and yet the attention drifted and thoughts, one thought leading to another, happens quickly. It's perfectly normal and rational. And in this activity, we notice, we include, we don't have to squelch the thoughts, but we can also practice not just kind of getting carried away with them. So it's an art here. We learn it. Just recognizing thinking, planning, often emotion. So we're again not a big hurry, but we're still kind of alert, recognizing what's happening, and then reconnecting back to the breath. At some point, the in-breath again, and so forth. If for any reason the in-breath, the out-breath doesn't feel quite right, we can come back to sounds, or we can use sensations elsewhere in our bodies, vibration in the hands or the feet, and so forth. But avoid that tendency to get it perfect and just see what happens. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. You know, I do teach in this way with confidence. That being said, what actually happens when people meditate in this room, you know, there would have been a wide range of experiences of what happened as we did that. And so if you are new to this and there was a moment where it's like, wait, maybe it works. It's like, whoa, yeah. Okay, good. That's good. It can work. There's not a formula or algorithm, you know, for it, but there is a method that can be practiced. So that doesn't mean we're going to be calm and peaceful the entire time, but there can be moments and we can kind of appreciate that and even learn, okay, what works for me? Like what were the conditions that worked today for even a few seconds or longer of kind of a sense of stability, clarity, and so forth. Equally, there were no doubt people in the room for whom what I just said makes zero sense. There was no moment of like, oh, this might work. It just it more like, oh my God, this is making things worse, you know? And I tell you, I also teach with confidence that what we're doing in those moments when everything feels chaotic, you know, when there's a strong motion that's emotion that's difficult, it's like bringing some measure of awareness can help, right? And of course, sometimes what will happen will be a mix of these things. We might be with the breath really stably, the mind drifts, and then suddenly something comes to mind that is difficult, right? And this is how it's like, what it's like to be alive as a human being, right? There are difficult things. So it's something, if you did make your children meditate this morning, they're all lined up there and sitting on the couch. Their friends went roller skating, but you said, no, it's the holidays. It's time for you to learn to meditate. So they're all lined up on the couch and you're sitting there meditating. And then you're feeling your breath and feeling peaceful. And then it occurs to you, oh my, what have I done? This is terrible. He was talking to me when he made that joke about if your mother made you do it. And here I am, the mother, making them do it. So something might occur to you like, oh, I need to talk to somebody, right? By the way, if you are a mother who made your kids meditate, I don't actually know that. It's just a coincidence that's my example. But you get the point, right? Our minds can wander. Something can come to mind. It's just like, oh no, I need to talk to them, right? Or maybe we can't talk to them. It's in the past. It's over. And so there's something amazing about being in a situation where in those moments, we're not going to do something about it, right? We're just going to stay there. We're going to feel what it's like. We're going to allow ourselves to be real. And whatever the emotion, and of course, sometimes they can be quite strong and unpleasant. And so just that recognition, that feel in our bodies, the visceral feel of anxiety or regret or anger and so forth. It's an important part of mindfulness practice. Very different feel from those moments when the talk about stability and tranquility makes sense, right? And yet these go together in an incredible way. So thank you for your attention. When I was a teen, my mother wouldn't allow it because she said it would make me too calm. Yeah, my internal mother. Yes, indeed. Yeah. There are a lot of, Mark, there's a lot of ways to use these practices. And I was so relaxed, I almost nodded off. Yeah, very common, very common. Sometimes we will nod off, right? And so we don't have to try to make sure that we know what's going to happen. Even after 40 years for me, it's my meditation is still an interesting adventure. And so I encourage you to practice, right? So if you find these Monday sessions helpful, just build it into your day if you can. Just even if it's just 5 minutes on your own, it can be good if we do it regularly. Great. So thank you all. Good to see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.